dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the WGN Skyline Studios, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. The regular Friday features are beginning with You Big Dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom will vote, I will vote, and then we'll get our first phone caller through, and we'll be our third vote for the dummy of the week. Alrighty then. The regular Friday features are continuing. We do not have any Nick D Show, Nick Spies, Nick D Show Spies this week, so we're going to skip that one. But let's begin with this one. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Distracted driving comes in many forms. This, however, might be the most unusual one yet. A woman in Kelowna, BC, has been convicted for driving without due care after she was caught behind the wheel with a bowl and chopsticks. According to a court ruling, the woman was driving along Highway 33 where two police officers were involved in a call operation. Constable Need, who was in an elevated location at the time of the incident, told the judge that he observed the female driver with a bowl in her left hand in a position three-quarters to her face of the steering wheel and chopsticks in the driver's right hand. Need states that there were no hands on the steering wheel and describes the woman's action as using the chopsticks to shovel food. She was also believed to be speeding, driving 60 kilometers in a 50-kilometer zone. Constable Yabnowski issued a ticket, she argued that she was, quote, perhaps no more than 10 kilometers over, the speed limit that she managed to keep one hand on the steering wheel while driving. When the matter was taken to court, the woman presented the same argument to the judge and explained that, quote, she had one hand on the wheel with three fingers of her left hand holding the wheel and her index finger and thumb holding the bowl of spinach. Judicial Justice Burgess rejected both the defendant's arguments, stating that even 1 kilometer over the speed limit is speeding. Burgess also favored the evidence of Constable Need due to his elevated location and view of the vehicle. He was clear and precise in his evidence regarding the observation, Burgess writes in the court ruling. Need was candid with his cross-examination in saying that he would not have had the woman stopped by a pickup crew if he had not seen one of her hands on the steering wheel. Burgess also clarified that she does not find that a person who is eating while driving is without due care and attention. The minimum standard of a reasonable and prudent person, as implied by the Crown, would be to leave at least one hand, full hand, on the steering wheel while the vehicle being driven is in motion. The hand on the steering wheel should not also be holding another object. The case ended with the female driver being found guilty of driving without due care, and she will have to October 31st, 2019, to make a payment.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Fox News opinion host Laura Ingraham's efforts to troll liberals reached a new, if not bizarre, level Friday, as she attempted to drink a steak stuffed with incandescent light bulbs through a plastic straw. She said, well, it's a meal that will trigger all the right, I meant all the left people, she said to kick off the Ingraham angle. Okay, you ready? You ready? You're prepared for this, she asked her viewers, and an alarm blared, and the camera pulled back to reveal what she called the ultimate trigger sculpture. It has everything the Democrat hates, advertising the art project. If I could have put an SUV on this, I would have. As the hunk of impaled beef set before her, it occurred to her that straws don't tend to work when they consume solid objects. Can you sip steak? She wondered out loud. Nonetheless, she tried. Mmm, tastes good. It's kind of the vapors of the steak. Giving a chuckle, she noted, there are the light bulbs. These are the light bulbs that Andrew Yang said are so dangerous to the planet that we can often burn. They burn out too often. She appears to have been referencing Yang's performance at a climate town hall discussion with Democratic presidential candidates on Wednesday, where moderator Wolf Blitzer raised the Trump administration's rollback on requirements for more energy saving light bulbs. Criticizing the move, Yang warned that the incandescent lights intentionally burn out, he said, and they're not environmentally friendly. As a solution, he advocated for the use of bulbs to consume less energy and need to be replaced as often. However, Yang's position is neither as new or radical as Ingram's theatrics imply. In fact, phasing out of energy-efficient bulbs has been bipartisan support, including a 2007 law signed by President George W. Bush to limit halogen and incandescent bulbs. And meanwhile, plastic straws and beef were also topics at the town hall, as Democrats have advocated for paper straws and cutbacks on the consumption of red meat, which contributes to the production of greenhouse gases.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy. I'm not Kenyan. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number three. Dutch YouTubers Thijs Granzer and Govert Sweep were arrested at Area 51 in the American state of Nevada. The NYE County Sheriff's Office said on Facebook they told the police that they saw and understood the no trespassing warnings, but they just wanted to look at the site. According to local police, the duo had a drone, cameras, and laptops on them. They recorded footage on the Area 51 site, a test location for the United States Air Force, where popular conspiracy theories say that American authorities experiment on aliens. 20-year-old Granzer and 21-year-old Sweep were arrested on Tuesday. They're both facing charges of trespassing. In July, an event appeared on Facebook calling people to storm Area 51 on September 20th. More than 2 million people indicated that they would do so. The initiator of the event took it offline after a visit from the FBI. The event was instead turned into a festival near the site. And Thijs Granzer has a DIY building and restoration channel on YouTube with over 735,000 followers. And Govert Sweep has a ghost hunting channel with over 300,000 followers.
You bigger dummy than my dummy!
All right, let's take a break here for some weather, and then we'll come back. We got a couple of more dummies to go through here. And then we will vote. All right, here's your weather forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Today, afternoon temperatures will range from low 70s north and near the lake. The scattered showers may erupt at any time. Let's see, a 75 to 80 degree range, actually, the temperature will rise. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, trending warmer, temperatures peak in the low 80s in most locations. Some clouds will begin building later in the day, leading to a chance of thunderstorms at night. For Sunday, thunderstorms may be ongoing early and then partly sunny, warm, more humid. Temperatures will peak into the low to mid 80s. Clouds will build again in the afternoon with a chance of more showers. And then on Monday, summer in September continues. Partly to mostly sunny skies, raised temperatures to the mid-80s. Scattered clouds will bring an outside chance of an isolated late-day evening thunderstorm. It's currently 71 degrees at O'Hare, at 71 at Midway, at 69 at the lake front. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. We will finish up You Big Dummy. Don't have any Nick D Show spies this morning, and we'll get to Fly Jams Friday. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. It's Friday, so the Friday regular features are here, and we are in the middle of You Big Dummy. All right, a couple more dummies to talk about, so let's do it. Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy four. A travel influencer couple have come under fire for posting a dangerous picture of themselves posing over a cliff edge, and not for the first time. The pair, known by their Instagram handle, Positravelty, shared a snap of them at Laguna Humante in the Peruvian Andes, in which Cody Workman is sitting and holding partner Kelly Castile over the edge of a sheer cliff face. "The world is waiting for you," the couple from the U.S. wrote in a caption accompanying the photo, which seemed to address the issue of risk-taking. "Behind the masses of those that wish to watch you lead a quiet and quiet life is an open, unlined canvas. We urge you to take a chance, to push past barriers of negativity and oppression, of self-fulfillment, and paint the picture of that you want to be. Never let yourself be beat down for living your life by those too afraid to live their own. There is a difference between risking your life and taking a risk at having one. We know which side we'd rather be on. Do you?" While some of the couple's 170,000 followers were inspired by the post, calling it epic and amazing, others were less impressed. "I don't know how high that cliff is, but one slip of your boot, no matter how slight, and both of you will be at the bottom of it," said one commentator. Another called the stunt just stupid beyond belief. Some detractors highlighted that posting shots that appeared dangerous, even if they were not, could inspire copycats to risk their lives. "It doesn't matter if you played with perspective and it wasn't very dangerous for you. You really don't understand the power you hold, do you? Saying we all have personal responsibility is just a conscience-saving tool. You will encourage others who don't know how to play with perspective, and someone will kill themselves by accident trying to emulate you. You're an influencer. You influence. The clue is in the title." The couple defended the shot, telling Business Insider that it was quite easy, considering we didn't find this to be dangerous. "As we discussed before, we love to push our creativity and play with perspectives. It is not dangerous. We would never risk our lives." It follows them hitting headlines earlier this year for a similarly controversial snap in which Workman is holding Castile over the side of an infinity pool in Bali while they kiss with a sheer drop below. At the time, they fought back at critics, saying they weren't going to feed any negativity of this. "Our account is about creativity, photography, kindness, perspective, and above all, positivity. Whether a photo does well or not, whether it is perceived one way or another, it's irrelevant to us. We post what we love, and we believe showcases our happiness, our adventures, and our creativity."
Get lost, dummy. Before this game, you was just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Authorities say a burglar broke into a Florida home, cooked himself an early morning meal, and told the resident there to, quote, "go back to sleep." The home's occupant told investigators he awoke to discover the man cooking and eating sometime after 4 a.m. on Tuesday. Fox 13 in Tampa reported the burglar ran from the house when the resident called 911. Deputies from the county sheriff's office tracked down the suspect in a wooded and swampy area behind the home. Deputies said that Gavin Krim, 19-year-old Marine, allegedly entered the home through an unlocked rear door. Go back to sleep.
Soul to the dummy with the black mustache. life you think it is being the father of a young dummy.
All right. Okay, so, all right, we've got a vote here. If you guys want to join us, if you want to vote after I give the repeat here, you guys, first person through at 312-981-7200 will be our third vote. Okay, we got the dummy who was eating with chopsticks while driving. We got the dummy news host who tried to drink a steak through a straw as a statement. We got the dummies who trespassed on Area 51 and were arrested. We got the dummy couple who took a photo dangling over a cliff. And we got the dummy burglar who cooked himself breakfast and told the resident to go back to sleep. Oh, man, people are stupid. Okay, Tom, what are your thought processes?
Well, I think the light bulb stuffed steak was pretty dumb, but, you know, calling Laura Ingraham dumb is kind of just not fair. It's too easy.
Yeah.
I want to say the lady with the chopsticks, but I'm going to give it to the social media influencers because what they're doing, even though it's like, you know, forced perspective, whatever you want to call it, that is incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really hate the profession of being a social media influencer. I think that's dumb in of itself.
Well, I mean, the all of the new agey mumbo jumbo crap that they were spouting is enough to make you go nuts. So you're giving the dummy couple who were on the photo dangling over a cliff.
Yeah, it's a massive drop.
Yeah.
It's a sheer drop. Okay. So.
All right. And by the way, the phone lines are open. First person through will be our third vote. 312-981-7200. Okay, so the dummy eating with chopsticks while driving is pretty amazing. I mean, I've never heard that before.
I got to give a tip of the cap, though, for doing it. You know?
Yeah, I just...
That's a bold strategy.
Yeah, it is. We have the Ingraham, who was trying to drink a steak through a straw. The dummies who came to Area 51, it's supposed to happen next week. That was when the original event was supposed to take place. So what were they? They were a week early?
Yeah, a little too early there.
A little too early. All right. And by the way, phone lines are open. First person through, third vote. You pick the dummy. You help pick the dummy of the week. 312-981-7200. Okay, I have to cast my vote for the dummy burglar who cooked himself breakfast and then told the resident to go back to sleep. That's got to be my favorite. The chopsticks is a close second. The chopsticks is a very, very close second. But so I'm going with the dummy burglar who cooked himself breakfast and told the resident who lived there to go back to sleep. So it's between two votes here. We have to break the tie. It's either the couple who took a photo dangling over the cliff or the burglar who cooked himself breakfast and told the resident to go back to sleep. Those are the two that you have to choose from. And here is Ray. Ray, which one of those would you pick?
Ray, I would think they should have the burglar throw the burger over the, you know, over the cliff and have him go get it. But I'll choose the burglar.
The burglar. Okay, so the burglar is the way. All right, Ray, thank you, buddy. So we have the burglar saying, hey, go back to sleep.
It's all good. I'm just making eggs.
I'm fine, man. Just go back to sleep. I was a little hungry.
Jeez.
It's funny, but it's also incredibly creepy.
Yeah, man.
First of all, lock your doors. You know what I mean? 4 o'clock in the morning, lock your door.
Your door should be locked.
You know, maybe it's, you know, you live in a neighborhood where it's, you know, you think it's okay to keep your door unlocked. Lock your door.
There is no neighborhood where it is okay to leave your door unlocked.
I'm just saying it. I agree. I totally agree.
I hate that insistence. Oh, but my neighborhood's safe. Yeah, but just lock your door, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I will never leave a door unlocked.
No, ever. I hate that.
I bolt it. I chain it. The whole...
And it's not paranoia here, man. It's just practicality.
Yeah.
I there have been many times, especially when I was living in Rogers Park in my college years, where people literally walked in because they thought that we were the party apartment.
Right. Right.
And we're like, nah, man, that's upstairs. Please get out of here.
Get out of our apartment.
Please don't puke in
and
my hallway.
Stop making eggs. You just go back to bed.
Just go back to bed, man. I'm making eggs. I'm
cooking up some spam. All right. Let's take a break. We got the news coming up, and then after the news, it's Fly Jams Friday, and we want to get in if you want to make some requests. We got requests already, right?
Yeah, but straight out of context.
Oh, wait, straight out of context.
Can't forget that.
I forgot straight out of context. How could I forget straight out of context? Wow. Okay, it's not Fly Jams Friday. It's straight out of context. We don't have Nick D's show Spies. I just thought everything was done. But we got straight out of context, which we'll do right after the news. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, context.
That's right. It is time for Straight Out of Context. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has your opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your Friday morning drive. It's Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and you send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Tom?
All right, let's get started. First one coming to us from Jesse. Here she is, the queen of Straight Out of Context, Miss Wendy Snyder.
Now I want a screwball.
I have to find out what she thought of Big Brother.
I know.
Last night's Big Brother. That's a priority now. I'm going to have to contact her and find out because I was ready to throw my TV out the window.
Get her during the Walk of Fame ceremony.
Yeah, I'll just walk up on stage when they were inducting Williams.
Yeah. Excuse me, please.
Hang on a second. This is important. I want to know if Wendy Snyder was as pissed off as I was at what happened last night on Big Brother. And if you were not listening at the beginning of the show, I almost kicked my TV in because of what happened on Big Brother last night. I was furious. I was insanely mad. And if you're a Big Brother fan and you're kind of just waking up and you watched it last night, do you agree with me that my head almost exploded at what happened last night on Big Brother? It was a great episode, but I wanted to smash my TV. Oh man. And the person who pulled the move is the person I hate the most in the house. But it was a great move. I got to admit, this person is playing the game, lying, cheating, doing whatever this person needs to do. And it was a great game move. But it made me furious. I was just beside myself when I was watching Big Brother last night. Oh my God! Anyway, I'll find out what Wendy thinks a little bit later on. Okay.
All right, next up, it's me. I got caught by Fox Valley Mike here.
Uh-oh.
Beef me, baby.
Now, was that, what were we talking about there?
Taco Bell beefer.
Oh, the beefer. Yeah, the Taco Bell beefer, which is still like the worst name for a fast food item of all time. I'd like a Taco Bell beefer, please. It sounds like what it does to you after you eat it. Doesn't it?
You'll be beefing.
That's exactly right, man. All right, next.
Okay, pardon me. Next up, it's Bill Leff, caught here by Brian J.
I would keep playing with it during the game.
Oh man. Oh, come on, man. There's no appropriate time during the game to do that.
No.
By the way, I'm looking at Halloween costumes for women. Powerpuff Girls?
Oh, nice.
They're back? I mean, look, I happen to worship the Powerpuff Girls. I have the entire series on DVD at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's one of the greatest cartoons
awesome
ever. But is it 1999 again? What?
Maybe they're mounting a revival series.
I'm not against it because I worship the. Who's your favorite Powerpuff Girl?
Oh, well, I want to say Blossom because my girlfriend is also a pale redhead.
Oh, okay.
But it's Buttercup.
It's absolutely Buttercup.
Buttercup is the best one.
There's no question about it. Yeah. E.G. Daily provides that voice.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's so great.
All right.
All right. Next up, we got Nick D.
Oh, no.
Caught by Tim.
You gotta take it where you can get it.
It's true.
Well... What was I talking about?
You know, that was also during the fast food conversation. We were talking with a caller who is a driver.
Oh, right. Okay.
And he was like, Casey's got good breakfast pizza.
Gotcha.
Which they do.
Okay.
Which they do.
All right. Casey's. All right.
All right. Next up, Steve Cochran here.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Caught by Julia.
$100 for 4 hours. Worked out well for me.
That is a deal.
That's a deal. That's a good deal.
$100 for 4 hours?
No, I think that's good. I think that's good.
Were they just talking?
Did he have a coupon?
All right. Well, it was Easter weekend.
$100 for 4 hours of a beefer. That's what...
Is that what the kids are calling
it? That's what they're calling it, a beefer.
Ooh.
All right.
Got quite the beefer last weekend.
Yeah.
Next up, this is coming to us from Mark in Old Irving Park. Here's Nick D.
So this is like a football stadium filled with a bunch of beds that women are laying on, and they're receiving facials and stuff. Oh, man. Oh, God.
Oh, what a world record.
I don't even know what to... I didn't... Oh, man.
You didn't even...
Didn't even realize it. Seriously.
Hell, I wrote that down.
I didn't even realize it. I didn't even realize... Now, listening to it now, my God. Okay, let's move on.
All right. This one's... he hasn't been on for a little while. Roger Badish.
Oh.
Caught by Jim.
Now Roger's putting his head up his own. No, don't get it out.
Wait, what?
Pardon, I should say John Hansen, but yeah. It involves Roger Badish.
Oh, okay. That was John Hansen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Roger does that all the time. I've worked with him. Okay.
All right. Next up, we've got a little John Williams here coming from Mark D. in Aurora.
I try and grab life by the smooth handle.
The smooth handle.
The smooth handle. All right. Beefer.
All right. Again, Nick D.
What?
Unbelievable. On a roll this week. This one's coming to us from Bob.
You know, my girlfriend at the time, who didn't like that kind of music at all or anything hard. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. She's sitting in traffic. It's the lovely Mary Vandeville.
Oh, here we go.
This one caught by Pat in McHenry.
Mine, it's just too big.
You remember what you were talking about there?
No idea.
Just talking about, you're talking about your phone. You're talking about the
new
iPhone.
Oh, yes,
iPhones.
The new XR. Yeah, it is too big.
It's too big?
I'm not going to say that. And I'm not going to say it fits just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No. It's a great phone.
Okay, there you go. So you're talking about, just to clear that up, Mary was talking about her phone.
But it doesn't fit in my pocket.
Okay. Welcome to work, Mary.
Yay, it's Friday.
Yay.
Woohoo.
Yay.
And it's crappy out.
Walk of Fame today.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yes. Going to head over there and, you know,
and
honor John and Andrea and Marlene.
Yeah. Great.
And the bowling man.
And the 10-pin tattler. Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going
to
be great.
Looking forward to it. Okay. You should come, Nick.
Look, I'm sorry. I went when I was inducted.
Yes.
And
yeah, you did go then.
But I took the morning. I took both mornings off because at 10 o'clock, that's my prime sleeping time.
Yeah, well, there's always time for sleep later.
Yeah, I guess. All
you
right.
know, I didn't get. I got about 5 hours last night at the most.
Yeah,
four, I think about four. So you know,
all right,
take that power nap, Nick. Power nap.
Yeah, power nap.
As Orion would say,
you're talking to a guy who. This is true, Mary. This is true. It takes me. This is not a joke. At least an hour and a half to fall asleep every time I go to bed.
Oh man, that's because you're watching too much hype TV.
I don't know what it is. I read a book. I watched Big Brother and I wanted to throw my TV through the window last night. You don't watch Big Brother, do you?
No. Oh. That's the one reality thing I do not watch. So you really need to start reading books before you try.
No,
to
I do. I have a book.
Oh,
I have
you do?
A,
okay.
I have books next to on my nightstand.
But do you read them?
I do. You know, they're there for show.
Well,
I have people come in my bedroom and go, "Look, I have books. I'm intelligent."
You didn't say you read them.
I've always had trouble. Yeah, they're just sitting there for show. No, but I do. I've always had trouble sleeping, which is one of the reasons why. Which is one of the reasons why I do well in this during this time period.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Or you should get a car and start driving around. That'll put you to sleep.
That'll put me right to sleep.
Yep.
I'm looking.
Why nap in the car?
It's raining a little bit out there now.
It's not fun. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thanks, Mary. Let's do one more before we break.
All right, one more here. This is going to be Brian Noonan caught by a different Jim.
My tongue is like Rembrandt.
What the?
That is a ringing endorsement.
What is that?
Wow.
All right. Well, there you go. There's Brian Noonan. We continue. We have more, right?
Yeah, just a few more.
Okay, Straight Out of Context is continuing, and so there you go. That'll be coming up right after we break here for some weather. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Friday morning. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell. At 6 o'clock, Steve Cochran has your morning drive. And it's Friday, so that means our regular features are happening. Straight Out of Context right now. We have no Nick D Spies this week, but continue to listen all week long. And if anybody mentions me in any capacity, jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we got Fly Jams Friday to round out the morning. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, let's get back to it.
All right. Next, coming to us from Robin Helenville, it is radio legend Orion Samuelson.
Oh, here we go.
And so we're going to watch that one to see what the giant package is finally going to be. And we may find out this week.
Is that word again, man? I love package. I love it when Orion makes it on
it's spectacular
on Straight Out of Context. Not as much as I love it when Dave makes it.
True,
because Dave is always my favorite when he makes the Straight Out of Context. All right, what do we got next?
All right, next is coming to us from Scott in Carpentersville. Here is Bill Leff.
Ed, if the head is still in you, that's your problem.
Oh, man.
Oof.
Oof. Oh, man. Boy, Bill, pretty impressive showing this week.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
Rising in the fantasy rankings.
Oh.
All right. Next is Rokon. Listen closely here. This is coming to us from Margaret in Bridgeport.
Upset that I'm eating his mom.
Oh, man. Boy, our listeners have a good ear.
There's something else.
Some good ears right there, man. All right.
All right. Next up, here's Wendy and Steve. This is coming to us from Maria.
Are you just buttering my biscuit?
I would if you asked. And you wouldn't have to ask twice.
What? What? So is that all they do during crosstalk is be filthy?
And butter biscuits, apparently.
I don't understand anything that happens in the morning. All right.
All right. Next up here is Wendy Snyder caught by Barbara.
Got to tell you, it was so little, I didn't really see any arms and legs, so maybe they're still in me.
What?
Okay, she's talking about her ticks. She had a
her
tick.
Her what?
She had a tick?
She had a tick bite. So that's the other thing Bill said about the head. That was, you have to dig it.
Yeah, you got to get it out.
Yeah, so this whole conversation, poor Wendy got a tick, and, you know, she pulled it out, and then she's
terrible.
Really afraid, and she had to call the doctor. And yeah, it was
a big terrible.
Thing. Yeah, and she was just gardening, I believe, or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was on her stomach.
Did she have Lyme disease?
No, she doesn't.
Can't she get Lyme disease?
Well, you can, but, you know.
Oh. Jeez, that's
she'll
terrible.
Be fine. She'll be fine.
Okay, good. Well,
but that's what all this
all that stuff came from. Okay.
All about the tick.
All right.
The tick fest, yeah.
It was the tick. Okay.
All right.
By the way, Dean gave Hustlers a B.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I hope it's good. I really am. I really do hope it's good. I just have there's a big hurdle for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that hurdle's name is Jennifer Lopez. I just can't stand her.
Jenny from the Block.
No. No. All right, what's next?
All right, final one here. It's you.
Man, what?
Caught by Amy.
It's massive, by the way. Oh, man. What was I talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. Okay. By the way, Dean gave the goldfinch a C-. So, There you go. Hey, Nick Offerman's in town.
Oh, that's
this week.
Very cool.
I always watch Dean's weekend buzz his weekend Dean's List. Every Friday morning, I'm always watching. I find out what's going on in this city that I know nothing about. So Chris Hardwick's in town, too. I love him. Okay. Hey, you want to play the... Do you want to play the thing? What happened to the thing? Oh, there we go.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. By the way, Morrissey is playing Ravinia tomorrow, so we know where Amy Guth is going to be.
And we know where all the meat's not going to be.
Right. No meat at anywhere at Ravinia. Well, they grill it. People bring their little grills.
He's not going to allow it.
What a jerk. If he shows up.
Yeah, he's actually having trouble selling tickets.
Well, that's not
because
surprising.
People are really mad at him. He's made some statements over the last
Amy's on, so. But she's got on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So she won't be going to see.
Or she might play hooky.
Yeah, she might.
Just to go see Morrissey.
Okay. All right. Hey, do we want to say hello to DJ Luscious Hushus?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushus, baby.
That's right. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky, and we got verified double V running around like a maniac in the newsroom. So, Luscious Hushus, you got some requests?
Absolutely.
Let's play a few fly jams this morning.
First one coming to us from Mike in Louisville. It's Lionel Richie, Dancing on the Ceiling.
Oh, God.
This music video is awesome. It's like it's just like Inception.
Yeah.
He's on the ceiling.
Yeah. Good Lord. All right, what's next? the less I say about that, the better.
Fair enough.
What's next?
Coming up next, this one's coming to us from Sam. I mean, it's a classic. It's Play That Funky Music, Wild Cherry.
Yeah. Song. That is a great song. That's one of my favorites. All right. I think we got time for one more.
Yeah, we'll do one more here. Coming to us from Dino, a little funkadelic from the album Standing on the Verge of Getting It On.
Yeah.
Not Just Knee Deep.
Yeah. So is George Clinton the most sampled artist ever?
No, it's the drummer from James Brown's band.
Okay. But there's a lot of samples. I mean, the Funkadelic gets sampled a lot.
They do.
And that song was sampled. That was Me, Myself, and I.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to those guys?
De La Soul?
Yeah.
They're still out there.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Because I like them. All right. All right there, DJ Luscious Hushus. Thanks. Okay, we're going to break here, and when we come back, we got the news.